Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. The National Bureau of Statistics says China's economy is stabilizing and picking up at the start of 2024 with macro policies taking effect. China's value-added industrial output, an important economic indicator, rose 7% during the January-February period from a year earlier. Fixed asset investment went up 4.2% year-on-year. Retail sales, a major indicator of the country's consumption strength, surged 5.5%. China has set a target of annual GDP growth of around 5% with the creation of over 12 million new urban jobs. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is visiting New Zealand. Wang is expected to meet New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Foreign Minister Winston Peters. Topics for discussion include regional and international affairs and issues concerning bilateral ties. Apart from New Zealand, Wang is also scheduled to visit Australia. He's the first Chinese foreign minister to visit the two nations in 7 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to further push forward the country's development during his new term in office. The Russian Central Election Commission says Putin has won over 87% of the votes in the presidential elections. Under Russian presidential election regulations, a candidate who receives more than 50% of the votes will secure victory. Mihail Badvid has the details from Moscow.
Early results show that incumbent President Vladimir Putin will remain in power at least until 2030. Russians voted for their president over the course of 3 days. Overall turnout was reportedly more than 70% of eligible voters across 11 time zones. With the election over, Putin is expected to focus on Moscow's special military operation in Ukraine. Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces continued over the weekend, with both sides claiming attacks on the other. Moscow's operation in Ukraine has triggered unprecedented sanctions from Western countries that have hit Russia's economy. But the Kremlin says these sanctions have failed to deter Russia and instead have mobilized the country's internal economy.
The Egyptian president and the European Commission president have held a meeting on boosting bilateral ties. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Ursula von der Leyen discussed the expected signing of a joint political declaration document to elevate bilateral ties to a strategic and comprehensive partnership. The Egyptian leader later met Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, whose country holds the current European Union rotating presidency. Both meetings stressed the necessity of reaching a ceasefire in the besieged Gaza Strip, which has been suffering a deadly Israeli military campaign over the past 5 months. King Abdullah II of Jordan and visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have cautioned against the risk of an Israeli attack on Gaza's Rafah. At a meeting in Jordan's port city of Aqaba, the king stressed the need for reaching an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The king reiterated Jordan's stance against any forced displacement of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, as well as any attempts to divide them. Relief and food aid, mainly flour, have reached Palestinian families in the northern Gaza Strip for the first time in about 4 months. Local sources and eyewitnesses said that 12 trucks loaded with relief and food aid entered Gaza City and reached the towns of Jabalia, Beit Lahalia and Beit Hanun. The cargoes were unloaded in warehouses belonging to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. A delegation of U.S. high school students has started a trip to China as part of an exchange program that includes 50,000 students. The delegation includes students from Lincoln High School in Washington State. Mark New reports.
At San Francisco International Airport, anticipation fills the air. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced during his U.S. visit in November a program to invite 50,000 students to China within the next 5 years. A total of 24 students from two Washington State high schools, Steilacoom and Lincoln, are making their trip via Air China. It's a relationship with China that stems all the way back to 2015, when President Xi visited the greater Seattle area, including Lincoln High School. Steilacoom Mayor Dick Murray is accompanying the students.
And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.